Stay warm at the Horseshoe this season. Score an exclusive, officially licensed Ohio State scarf when you subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch. Get the planet's best Buckeye coverage, award-winning reporting, and one amazingly cozy scarf by subscribing at dispatch.com/scarf. This promotion is licensed by the Ohio State University. Trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for your comment. Just as we do, I never want to take a group for granted. That's our fans. 107,000 plus in the school we're going to see us. So very grateful. For our fans, also keep Brandon Bowen in your prayers. I think he's going to have surgery tomorrow. It's a broken leg. Clean break. And so just got to get him healthy and get him back. Next man up. Right now it looks like Matt Burrell. And we'll see if there's any competition at that spot. That's alarming. But Matt, I think, played okay. So we're going to see what happens there. Defense is outstanding. So I'll answer your questions for you.
Front row right here, Rob. Urban, a lot's been written and talked about the offense this year. The defense really has kind of stepped up the last few games. What impresses you most about the defense? And is it championship caliber?
I think it's still too early to tell. I think, you know, you felt the D-line in several games. And, you know, like Indiana, you couldn't feel because the ball was out so fast. I felt, you know, the line of scrimmage was dominated. You know, Coach Johnson's bunch was, you know, the good thing is you see guys like Coop and Chase Young even get in there. So there's great depth. We get Draymond Jones back next week. You know, it seems like it's healing correctly. And I mean, he's a weapon as well. So I just, you know, I don't want to take away, you know, pass defense. When you hold them to look like 16 yards or something like that passing, that, you know, that's good secondary play. But I know I didn't throw very much. The D-line was all over him.
Back row left, Ari. Urban, we've asked you all year about the wide receivers, and it looked like today that they had a really productive day all around, especially Ben Victor. We've talked about whether or not anybody's rising to the top. What did you notice about Ben specifically, and did the wide receivers take a jump in your mind here in the last 2 weeks?
I think they not a jump, but a steady incline, you know, on a bunch of first-time players for us. Even Terry and Paris were here for some years, but they weren't really instrumental in our offense. And they're the leaders of that group, the zone six group, and they block well, they perform well. Very pleased with their attitudes, and they're making plays. So very pleased with them.
Front row right here, 10.
Urban, you guys just dominated Maryland, obviously. But I would think in your mind, the special team gaps, just what are you thinking about there and what needs to be fixed? I mean, obviously it was almost across the board.
Yeah, field goal. A young freshman gave up a little block punt, a block field goal. Our punter did not hit, the freshman punter didn't hit it very well. And then a veteran kicker, you know, I'm still befuddled with, we're the only team in the country that can't kick the ball down the field. And it's something I have to really strongly evaluate and find out why. And then obviously kick return, you know, we're part of our kickoff, a big part of our kickoff is kick the ball on target. We're not on target. So, that's something to work on and get fixed, and there's some people very upset about that, and I'm one of them, so we'll find out.
Second row, left middle, Jacob.
Coach, obviously you guys almost had 600 yards tonight, but there was a couple of drives there where it looked like the offense wasn't as sharp as early, but then the defense seemed to kind of jumpstart them. Just to talk about the defensive line again, what does that do for an offense when they're playing?
It was around the time Bowen got hurt. You know, we got backed up a couple times and couldn't get it out there. Very disappointed, then we shanked the punt. I think we have 2 fourth-down stops, so the defense just smothered them and stopped them. And I think Tim asks, is it championship-level defense? You know, you start doing that against a team like that, they went down. And then they're, you know, they're, once again, very realistic. The team that went down there, and they were running much more quarterback run against Texas, and obviously the quarterbacks, top two quarterbacks got hurt. So defense was just a great effort. And, you know, if you can screw up on offense like that, those 2 or 3 series we had on the defense save the day, that's part of playing great defense.
Front middle, Austin.
Kirby, you've said a lot of times quarterbacks get too much credit or too much blame, but it looks as if JT is playing with a lot more confidence the last few weeks. Is that what you see, or are you thinking, feeling, noticing a change with them in the last few games?
Yeah, it all ties in together. You know, I see our offensive line getting a little better. I think we still got a long way to go in that area, and receivers make a really good place for them, even though some of those short ones are getting those 8, 9, 10 yard. The bubbles and those type of things. So I think our quarterback receivers are working very well together. Marcus Ball is really coming on at the right time. So I think he's getting much better. He's hitting stride a little bit.
Front row right over here, Bill.
Herman, there were 2 targeting calls. The one on Damon Arnett was, I think, fairly obvious, but the one with Denzel, though, what did you see on that? Would you think that was
I didn't see Denzel. Yeah, I saw Damon's right in front of me. It's 55, I don't know where it was. That's, I'm so angry about that. He's got to sit probably for the first half, so yeah, I'm not very bright.
But with Denzel's, which the crowd thought was school as well.
I can see that.
And final question over here to the right, Tony.
Irvin, along those lines, Jeff Okuda stepped in today. We'll have to step in next week. How important was it to have him out there today and also next week?
Yeah, he's on a steady incline. He's a true freshman, one of the top recruits in America. And we thought we'd get some production out of him. And I think everybody's excited about his future. I know everybody's very excited about his future. It's time for him to go. We're obviously playing him. He's part of the rotation now.
Great, Coach. Thank you very much, guys.